Communication from the Presidency, number 15, the High-Level Task Force on COVID-19 Pandemic. Today is Sunday, the 5th April 2020, Juba, South Sudan. South Sudan confirms one case of coronavirus, COVID-19. On behalf of the President and the Chairman of the High-Level Task Force, I would like to inform the public that on Saturday, 4th April 2020, the public health laboratory tested and confirmed a case of COVID-19 in an individual. The suspect presented to the UN clinic on the 2nd April 2020 with fever, cough, headache, and shortness of breath. The Ministry of Health's rapid response team went to the clinic and collected samples the same day. The initial test came positive. A second round of the confirmatory test also returned positive. The patient is a 20-year-old female who arrived in the country from Netherlands via Addis Ababa on the 28th February 2020. She has no history of underlying or pre-existing illness. She is currently in isolation and is in good health. The Ministry of Health is leading a full outbreak investigation with the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, including identifying and following up all the possible contacts and next steps. The government of the Republic of South Sudan seizes this opportunity to reassure the public to remain calm. The high-level task force has put in place relevant public health measures over the past 2 weeks. Social distancing is the only way we can minimize the risk of contracting and transmitting the disease. The government urges members of the public to strictly observe the rules of social distancing. 1. No physical contact outside of household, including no handshaking, no hugging. Keep 2 meters, if you think American, 6 feet distance between two individuals. 2. Wash hands regularly with soap and water. 3. Stay at home. 4. Employers, both public and private, should encourage their employees to work from home. 5. Avoid crowds at any places, including marketplace, tea stalls, shisha places. 6. Nightclubs and bars must remain closed. 7. Restaurants will only provide takeaway service until 6 p.m. 8. Shops and businesses selling non-food items must remain closed. The government reinforces early resolutions on curfew, starting from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Additionally, the presidency assures the community of the measures that are put in place and will continue to be reinforced. These include, 1. The government reinforces all social distancing measures made to date in the preceding high-level task force directives. 2. The government will effectively implement these measures in a community-friendly manner, engaging with the leaders at the local, community, county, state, and national level. 3. The Ministry of Health will continue to rapidly increase and enhance community and household level hygiene capacity, including hand washing stations with soap distribution, particularly to high population density settings. 4. The government, as listed above, will ensure effective closure of locations that have population gatherings. 5. The Ministry of Health is expanding the bed capacity at the John Garang Infectious Disease Center in the coming weeks. 6. The Ministry of Health is training more healthcare professionals. 7. The government directs postponement of weddings, festivals, and other sporting and religious events. 8. The government directs that funeral gatherings be limited to less than 5 at a time. The High-Level Task Force on Coronavirus Pandemic remains seize of the situation. This is our situation. We have one positive case. Thank you very much.